Good afternoon. We're here again on a Friday. That's because we had ARs, annual reviews. Wait, how are they for you? I actually never asked you that.
I don't do them, so.
Oh, that's a funny one. Okay, so welcome to Football Full Disclosure. This is episode 15, game week 28. Okay, it's done. Is it done?
It's done.
Is it really done?
It was done ages ago.
Oh, let's not be smug about it. Let's not be smug about it.
And both of us sitting with big smiles on our faces. Let's not be smug about it.
You don't know that.
It's not about being smug. It's just about reality, isn't it?
Okay,
let's
give it context, okay? So for context, we had a game against Southampton. That's Liverpool. Football, full disclosure, we are Liverpool supporters, of course. And it seems as if we're on what? We're on 70 points right now. Arsenal way back on, what is it, 55?
55, yeah.
55 points. Wowzers. That is... That's 15 points behind with a game in hand. Many, many would argue it's done. It's done. I think it's done. But we have to see it over the line, right? Because I guess the maximum points Arsenal can get is, that currently as it stands, 85. So we need, what, 16 points from our next, you know, maybe six games?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
As I said, it will be wrapped up, yeah, 4 or 5 games, I would think.
Mm.
Arsenal have already dropped points at, you know, the first call, they've dropped points. They've got Chelsea next, haven't they? I think that's potentially another game they're going to drop points.
Well, let's see. I think, you know, we've spoken about lukewarm Cole. Cold Palmer is lukewarm Palmer even. Yeah, Chelsea, Arsenal, it's a classic, but... I've got no idea where the goals are coming from for Arsenal. I mean, it's, you know, it's spread around the midfield, but without a striker, it's been hard for them.
Yeah.
It's been really, really difficult for them. It's done for us in terms of the Champions League as well, not just for the Premier League. And I think we were smiling, but then we remember the Champions League exit. How do we feel about that? I think it was a tough week, I think. You know, it's, you know, we've come from, you know, potentially winning the Premier League to not having a European run.
I don't know. How many seasons have we been in for 4 trophies and then it ends up, you know,
withering
down? Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's, last season.
For me, it's not a big deal. I think it even more so helps us see out the rest of this season because it's less games to play. We don't have midweek games unless, of course, it's double game weeks. I think it will help us see the season out, if indeed we need any help to do so.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I disliked about it, or the thing, well, obviously I didn't like going out. It would have been nice to have stayed in. It would have been nice to win it, of course. But the thing I disliked about the way in which we lost it was the fact that it went to extra time and it went to penalties, and we have a final on Sunday.
We have the League Cup final against Newcastle. I think
don't want to see tired legs in that game.
No. But I think with the manager that we have, they will be going into that game ready and gearing to go.
We did pick up 2 injuries as well.
I mean, they look like just kind of maybe strains. You know,
Trent's out though.
Yeah,
he's not
Trent's.
Play.
You know, to be honest, if Conor Bradley's available, I don't mind. I'm going to come out and say it. I'm really sorry for anyone who's a massive Trent supporter, but for me, if Trent moves on to Real Madrid, it is what it is. It is what it is. I think, I know we lose a lot in terms of output, in terms of productivity. He's a creative force, but I think I said it before, you know, he has about 2 or 3, maybe even 4 mistakes in him every game. So do we need that? And actually, Conor Bradley is, you know, he's a force to reckon with on that right wing or that right back position. So, you know, yeah, Trent, thank you very much. But if he doesn't want to sign, let's not force it.
Yeah, I think so as well. And I think maybe that's what they're thinking behind the scenes. They'll be crunching the numbers. I like Bradley as well. I think he's at that age now where he can step in.
He can do
what we need him to do.
Absolutely.
We can also obviously buy another player in that position. Mm. It's not like, oh no, what are we going to do? I mean, there are other players out there who can defend well, get forward and support attacks. So I've kind of resigned myself to the fact that we might lose all 3 of the players, Van Dijk.
Okay, so
that's
a big one right there.
Because Salah as well.
We were talking about that. You know, we lose all 3, but it won't be all 3 that we lose because it's looking like it could be a proper wholesale clear out. We could lose, potentially, we could lose Van Dijk, we could lose Salah. We probably have already lost Trent. We could lose Darwin Nunez, who, unfortunately, he missed a penalty. He wasn't the only one. Obviously, Jones missed a penalty as well. But, you know, the media have a tendency to scapegoat Darwin Nunez, don't they? So I think confidence, the way he looked, it's just... I think he's gone. Luis Diaz, he's another one. He's not, in terms of output, in terms of, the way he looks, maybe he could be another player that's on the move. Diogo Jota, just for me, I think, just isn't doing it for us anymore. I personally would, I think he's done amazing things for us since he's been there, but I think, finding a replacement, someone, another striker, someone who actually can come on and look like they might score a goal would be nice. So it's looking like there might be, we need a left back as well. Let's not forget about the left back position. So although we're winning, we're potentially winning the Premier League. There's a lot that's going to happen during the summer, isn't there?
I think we'll see a lot of business in the summer. I don't think it's a good idea to completely overhaul all of your attacking players because then you lose,
identity.
The fluidity, identity.
They develop playing together. Yeah.
So, yeah, you don't really want to do that. I think, I don't want to see Darwin go. I agree with you. I think he probably will. Mm. But I think if Salah does go, that we can bring somebody else in who might actually help him get a few more goals. I think we're too reliant on Salah in forward positions.
We are.
I think that maybe him moving on, maybe this is something else they're looking at, might benefit the rest of the attacking players. I like Jota as well. I still think he's got goals in him. It's just he does pick up a few injuries, which is not great. He needs consistency, and he will get goals for sure. I still think there's goals in him.
Mm.
And Diaz, okay. I agree with you as well. I think there's a good chance. He's certainly been linked with a move away. Whether that's a good idea or not, he sometimes gets lost in games. And
He does. But then he can also come in and chip in with a great assist or win a couple of penalties, which is why I think with the Luis Diaz, maybe, it's a maybe thing that I have about him. But I think, I would be worried for wholesale changes in the entire team because you don't want to, gut a team that just won a Premier League a little too much. You want to keep a certain identity, which is why I think, I'd like to see Van Dijk stay. I think Van Dijk is quality. I think he is the best defender in the world. I'm going to come out and say it. I think that he has a lot more to offer the side. And that's why I think, they should, consider maybe giving Van Dijk, a contract just because of what I think he still has to offer the side. And then maybe signing a centre-back, someone to, like understudy under Van Dijk, something along those lines.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think defensively, we certainly need to be reinforcing.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on what happens with the contract situations, in fact, regardless of what happens with the contract situations, I still think you're bringing in another right back.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're bringing in a left back. Love to see that Kirkus. He's quality. Yeah. He'd be a great signing. Yeah. And again, you're bringing in a centre back because whether Van Dijk leaves this season or he does sign another contract, which I agree with you, I hope he does, you are going to need somebody to step in and replace him.
Absolutely.
Right? So you need somebody who's going to sit next to Konate,
who
I assume is going to continue to be our main.
I think
other main centre
back. He needs to be signed up on a contract for sure, Konate. Because I think he's world class. He represents France, and we just have to take the hit. These three, potentially two. I hope it's just two. To be honest, I hope it's one. I think Salah is. I think they should build a statue of Salah. Honestly, the records keep falling.
He's got more records to break.
He's got more records to break. He should end the season with what? Top five of the all-time Premier League goal scorer. That's incredible. When Salah arrived, 7 years ago, did you expect that? Would we have expected that? Like, this guy will be behind who? Andy Cole or whoever it is on the all-time list. I think he's just passed Aguero, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's incredible.
It is incredible. Yeah. And I think that, all the stick that he was getting and Liverpool were getting for signing him. Oh, Chelsea reject, and that.
From Roma, and that. Yeah.
In fairness, nobody saw it coming, but it was a great signing, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's a seven-season wonder, as they like to make fun. Anyway, that's enough of Liverpool, obviously. Let's move on to, Arsenal. What do we say about Mikel Arteta's Arsenal? He was asked in the press conference, do you think Arsenal is in a title race? You know what he did, right? He stormed out. He left. After that question. He just left. He was like, nope, I'm not entertaining that. Not answering that. This is a man who knows the title race is over and he has to admit it. He has to admit it as soon as possible because, in my opinion, They're not in a title race anymore. They're in a top four race because the likelihood is they continue dropping points and they will drop out of the Champions League places. So Arteta needs to be clear with his players. We're not in the title race anymore, boys. We need to make top four.
Yeah.
That's my opinion of it.
Whether you come out and say that to your players or not, I don't know. But ultimately, they need to be winning games to achieve both of those things.
Oh, yeah.
If they still want the title, if they still think they're in it, which he obviously does, I don't think anybody else probably in the world does. But I mean, if he still actually thinks that, he's going to have to start winning games. And they aren't doing that, are they? And
even
that's the point.
Paul Merson doesn't think they're in the title race anymore.
I know. He's finally given up as well.
Oh, yeah. But I saw something or I read something and Mikel Arteta was compared to Brendan Rodgers. They said he is Arsenal's Brendan Rodgers. And what they need to do is potentially they need to move on. Move on from Mikel Arteta and sign what they argue should be their Jurgen Klopp. Someone to take them to the next level because they seem to think that Mikel Arteta has done all he can for Arsenal. We had a quick look at the statistics. He's won one FA Cup and two Community Shields and an awful lot of top four finishes in, 6 or 7 years. Is that enough?
Well, this is what I was saying earlier. Is that what they want? What's the goal for Arsenal? Is it, do we want to win lots of trophies, which I guess for most clubs that would be the case, or are we quite happy just finishing the top four, getting that income from Champions League and all the things that come with it? It depends what they want behind the scenes, doesn't it? I mean, obviously the fans want trophies. They want to win stuff. That's not enough. Two charity shields and one FA Cup. One FA Cup is probably not enough,
That's
is it?
Not
How
enough.
Many years? 7 years?
About 7 years or so.
7 years.
Yeah. It's not enough. It's not enough. And you know, Arteta and Arsenal supporters are gonna blame the fact that injuries, you know, their favorite argument is the referees don't like us. The referees, Michael Oliver, you know, this and that and everything else. You know, they can blame whoever they want to blame. Let's be honest about it. Arteta isn't good enough. That's me. That's my opinion right now. I don't think Arteta's good enough. And I think Arsenal make the decision. Get rid. Find someone else to take Arsenal to the next step if it is actually what they want. If they actually want to win cups or they're content with just top four finishes. So anyway, let's move on to the other one. Pep, the bold fraud, as some people like to call him. Yeah, Nottingham Forest are having a great season, aren't they?
Yeah, I know.
That was
when we lost to them, it was like, oh man,
this is not good. They could be relegated.
Yeah,
how can we lose to them?
Ultimately, they've gone on to do pretty amazing things,
amazing.
Turning over City.
Amazing.
They are going to finish top four, as far as I'm concerned.
I think so?
I think they will. Yeah.
No, yeah.
I think they certainly deserve it after the season they've had.
I think so.
And I think it's good. It's good. For
Nuno
them to be
is
there.
He's a top manager. Nuno Espirito Santo. I think Spurs will be looking at that and thinking, wow, did we let that guy go? How did we let that guy go? Is Daniel Levy to blame? But Pep, my gosh, City, where do they go from here? Again, I guess that's another side that will probably think we need wholesale changes. And obviously the man that was holding the entire team together, Rodri, they need him back.
They do. I think they've got quite an aging squad now. A lot of their players, certainly their big players.
Walker's already gone.
He's apparently going to have to resign himself to bit part roles if he wants to stay at the club. That's kind of what he's been told, apparently. Oh, and I mean, he's such
awful.
A massive player for them.
It's awful to see probably one of the best midfielders in Premier League history being told, you're just not good enough.
Yeah, I know. It is crazy.
Sad, yeah.
But I mean, that's the kind of situation they're in.
It's
I think you're right. I think it's going to be wholesale changes, a complete rebuild. But of course, they have other stuff to worry about as well, don't they?
The charges.
So, yeah, we've got to worry about these charges.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't got to worry about
no,
it.
No, they do.
Maybe they do, maybe they don't.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe they do, yeah.
But ultimately, sooner or later, that's going to have to happen, right? I would certainly hope so.
I mean, I think we should hear by the end of the season what the results of that court case will be, the 115-16. Lord knows at this point how many charges they have. But let's wait and see, because I think maybe that's what the Man City board are waiting to see, what the results of that would be and how best they can proceed after that.
Yeah,
so,
because wholesale changes are going to be slightly difficult
if you're in League One.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, let's not laugh too much like that, because I got a sense that laughter was a hope, wasn't it? You know, they get punished a little bit. Anyway, let's move on to Villa. I think Villa are having a great season. They're having a very, very good season. I think Unai Emery. Oh, obviously, we had last week, we had Andrew on here. Oh, he's been smiling every time I've seen him on the corridors and everything. He's happy about that. You know, he mentioned how confident we were that we were going to turn over PSG, and obviously we didn't. And now it's a Villa PSG Champions League quarterfinal. So, oh, it's looking like it's going to be a really good season for them. But, you know, where is the ceiling for Villa? Where does it end? Where, you know, do you see them get into a Champions League final? Do you think, you know, can they make top four? You know, there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes in Villa, but what do you reckon?
I don't see them. I would imagine they're going to get knocked out, same as we did, to be fair. I don't like the way it's been set up this year. I mean, you should not be finishing top and playing PSG.
Right?
That's not good at all. I think all of the English clubs are going to get knocked out. Because Arsenal have got Real Madrid.
Arsenal are done.
Then there's no way they're winning that.
I don't see that.
I said they don't have goals to win Premier League games. They're not going to win against one of the greatest teams ever and one
Champions
of the best teams
League
in the world.
Teams yeah. in the world.
PSG showed how good they are playing against us. I don't think Villa are going to. Well, I don't. You know, who knows? Well, Crazy things have happened. But
I read an article.
I can't imagine they're going to win that one either.
It was the title of the article was quite interesting. And it said something along the lines of PSG have stopped shopping at Harrods. Basically, and you know what they mean by, you know, you get the reference, which is, you know, without a Neymar, without an Mbappe, without a Messi, you know, the big names in the side, they had, you know, you can't call them small names, but they had a team against us. And I don't think Villa, a good Villa side, you know, whatever side, actually will be able to face up against that PSG side, because they were good. They were so good. They were so energetic. And, you know, no disrespect to the French league, obviously. I think they're on like 60 or 80 something points already. I think they haven't lost a game in Ligue 1. So I think Villa will find it difficult. And, you know, if Villa somehow, some way, do manage to beat PSG and make it to the semifinals, they'll probably be facing, you know, a Real Madrid side. So, you know, it's been a good season, but yeah, Villa supporters, I think, yeah, focus on the Premier League as well, because it's going to be tough getting top four if you focus a little too much on that Champions League. But anyway, let's move on to one of our favourite topics. It's United. They've announced the new stadium. It looked like a tent. Have you seen the pictures?
I did see some pictures, yeah.
Looked like a clown tent or a circus. No, let's call it a circus, which is probably more likely what's happening behind the scenes.
Must be saving up all their pennies by taking away staff lunches and stuff, right? to fund it. I don't know.
To fund the tent, the big, massive circus. It's a circus, isn't it, in that club? But they're picking up results. They're picking up results here and there.
I mean, they picked up a point against Arsenal, and Arsenal team in the, have no attacking options.
I mean, they're in the quarterfinals. They beat Real Sociedad last night, obviously. So Europa League is still an option. You know, they asked Amorim, will winning the Europa League, you know, for example, help your season? And this guy's response is, nothing can save our season.
Gotta love him, haven't you?
There's a certain Jose Mourinho about him. He's quite direct. He kind of just says it as he feels it. It's harsh, isn't it? I think, you know, before he mentioned it's United, this is the worst United side ever. That was a harsh statement. Being asked, you know, can the Europa League save your season? Him replying, nothing can save it. It's harsh. All of these things. Like, is he even positive? I don't know.
I don't. It doesn't sound very much like it. Look,
no.
I think if United supporters, they're not going to be happy with their finish in the league, obviously. But if they come away with a trophy 15, at the end of the season after playing that badly and come away with a European trophy, I think they'll be pretty happy with that. This kind of makes us feel a bit better.
Yeah.
Even though we've been absolutely terrible, we've still managed to win something.
I mean, if any side, and we're talking about wholesale changes, if anyone needs wholesale changes, it's United.
If you're keeping him as manager, you have to, because he needs to find players that fit his system, because the current crop of players he has clearly don't. or they just need a bit more time. Yeah. I mean, he didn't have a preseason, did he?
No.
So
no.
Give him a preseason. I think the plan will be give him a preseason, bring in a few signings that fit the style of play that he wants to play, and then see how he gets on next season.
Yeah.
And if it still isn't happening at the end of next season, again, I don't think his days are going to be numbered. I don't think it's going to last very long.
Yeah.
But looking at the European teams still in there.
In the Europa League.
Who can knock Manchester United out?
Tottenham.
Spurs can definitely, I mean, again, if they turn up, they can definitely knock him out. I mean, who else in there? Fenerbahce, I don't know.
They're out. Rangers went through.
So you've got Lyon.
Good side.
What's it? Bodo Glimt, I think, are still in.
Are they from Norway, Sweden?
Can't remember.
Denmark, somewhere?
Lazio, still in.
Lazio, the Italian sides are no joke.
Eintracht Frankfurt, still
Frankfurt,
in.
Okay.
And Athletic Bilbao.
Eintracht Frankfurt are a very good side. And where Glasner, the Palace manager, came from. And he's doing great work there, obviously, right now with Palace. So I think, you know, it comes down to what United, you know, side show up at the end of the day. And we know how inconsistent they can be and how inconsistent they are. So I don't know. I don't really see a Europa League because, come on, can you see that? Finish 15th place,
I don't think
win the Europa League and somehow get the Champions League. That's a successful season.
I'm saying it would be a good season for them to win something. Yeah. I don't think they are going to,
though.
I think they will get knocked out. And I think they're going to, just try and write this one off.
I think it's a write-off. I think it's definitely a write-off with the... And obviously with the new stadium announcement for them, that's maybe something to look forward to, maybe. I mean, I honestly do think it looks like a circus, but that's just my opinion.
Why are they spending all this money on a new... I mean, obviously they want the income, 100,000 seats or something, apparently,
Old Trafford
right?
is a mess.
Is it?
It's a mess, yeah. I think it's leaking, it's just... Remember, one of the main things that Ronaldo had mentioned when he went back to United was just the fact that everything was the same, and he didn't mean it in a good way. He meant it, like, in 20 or so years, everything is exactly the same. The food is the same, the chefs are the same, the cleaners are the same. Everything is the same. So I think they need it. They need some kind of, revamp in the team, the stadium. I guess, whoever Ratcliffe is, decide is surplus to requirement. The nanny, whoever it is, everyone seems to be getting the chop at United. So they probably need it, in fairness to them. So, we've got the League Cup this Sunday. You going to watch it?
Yes, 12:30, isn't it, for our time? 12:30 in the morning.
12:30 in the morning. Oh, you could. Oh. It's a late one, isn't it?
It is a late one. But I will have to watch it, won't I? Yeah. I can't not watch it.
I usually watch, but I watch it early in the morning. I just keep my phone off and try and stay away.
I'll just be really tired on Monday.
Yeah, there's that as well. You can just be really, really tired.
Yeah, well, I'll try and get a little bit
of
kit
beforehand. But you hope to be tired and happy because...
Yeah, I hope to be tired and happy, of course. Yeah, I hope that we... Yeah.
A couple would be nice.
We turn up for it and not make it like a difficult thing. Just go out there and,
Well, because we're a better side than Newcastle. There's no Gordon, of course. He was sent off. And I think we're a better side. We are the better side. But Newcastle are no joke. Isak... I think he's a top striker.
We can't be complacent. We can't.
No.
And the thing is, we are going to be a little bit tired after that Champions League game, I think. These are my concerns. But we do have a squad.
We do.
So
we do.
Use them.
It's not like the season before last or last season, was it? When, it was Children that ultimately won the League Cup for us. So that's not going to be the situation.
Kelleher's going to be in goal, apparently.
Oh, really? Good for him. Good for him. I think he deserves that. I think he's a good number two. He's another one, actually. I think we might lose. Sadly,
you've got probably the best, if not the best, goalkeeper in the world.
Oh, Alisson.
And then you've got the best number two. That's what Klopp called him, the best number two in the world. And it's like,
oh, that's.
But I mean,
I know, right?
He is. You don't worry when Alisson gets injured because you know he's going to come in and do a decent job, right?
Yeah.
And it's hard to have that. Although, of course, we've signed that Mamardashvili as well, right?
Oh, I love it. Can you say that 10 times?
No, did I get it right? I'm not even sure.
I have no idea.
I think it was close.
It sounded right. It sounded right.
Anyway, he's coming in as well, isn't he?
So apparently he's 6'7", 8".
Is he?
He's a unit.
Right, okay.
He's a unit.
But, he'll be pushing Alisson for the number one spot. But I mean, you're not getting that off Alisson.
Not
at the moment, certainly.
Oh my God. I think, I don't think we mentioned, obviously, we spoke about last week, but Alisson, that game against PSG was just... amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it showcases why, for me, he is the best keeper in the world. and why he's Brazil number one. And I mean, yeah, best keeper in the world. Maybe there's an argument with, what's his name? The Argentine, Martinez. But for me, Alisson is, yeah, he's just amazing. Amazing in every way. Anyway, on that note, this was the Football Full Disclosure. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. We don't play next week, do we? No, we get a rest.
Well, we've got the cup. We could come in and talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Well, depends how it turns out, obviously. Maybe.
I'll let you know. But we could obviously talk about Arsenal finally blowing the Premier League if they lose or draw against Chelsea. So there's always that to watch. So, yeah. Anyway, thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Mr. Martin Bailey, thank you.
Pleasure.
Yeah. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.